The immensely tall nave was supported by a row of graceful flying buttresses. The west end had three huge porticos like giant doorways and rows of tall, slender pointed windows above, flanked by slim towers. The church was even more impressive inside. The nave followed the style of the transepts, but the master builder had refined his design, making the columns even more slender and the windows larger. But there was yet another innovation. William had heard people talk of the coloured glass made by craftsmen that Jack Jackson had brought over from Paris. He had wondered why there was such a fuss about it, for he imagined that a coloured window would be just like a tapestry or a painting. Now he saw what they meant. The light from outside shone through the coloured glass, making it glow, and the effect was quite magical. The church was full of people craning their necks to stare up at the windows. The pictures showed Bible stories, heaven and hell, saints and prophets, disciples and some of the Kingsbridge citizens who had presumably paid for the windows in which they appeared. A baker carrying his tray of loaves, a tanner and his hides, a mason with his compasses and level. The arches and the windows of the piers with their clustered shafts and the ribs and segments of the vaulted ceiling all seemed to point toward heaven in an inescapable reminder of what the building was for.